The only mental health clinic in southern Tasmania could be shut at the end of the month unless a $2 million lifeline from the state government is accepted by directors. Today, shareholders will meet to decide on the transitional offer, which will keep doors open for another 6 months. While Liberals have called on the federal government to ensure the facility's long-term viability, Dr. Rob Walters is a GP and is involved in a clinician-led proposal to save the clinic. Rob Walters, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Well, why is this Hobart Clinic at risk of closure?
Well, the Hobart Clinic, and probably better correct you, it's not the only clinic in Tasmania. It's the only private southern Tasmanian clinic that's going to be closing unless the $2 million offer is accepted. Is a little clinic about 20 minutes out of Hobart that's been operating for 40 years and doing a fantastic job for those with private cover in the treatment of mental health.
Just how vital is this service for Hobart and Tasmania more broadly?
Look, it's absolutely vital, Sally. I'm a GP, and the secret to good mental health care is identifying problems early before they escalate, obviously, and treating them early. And that's what this clinic allows. It's not for acute cases. It's for cases that require inpatient care to prevent further problems. And we take the pressure off the public system. The public system simply wouldn't be able to absorb the loss of these 27 beds. We've already lost another 33, I think it was, beds when another private facility closed. And so with 99 public beds in the south here, to try and absorb an extra 66 just wouldn't be possible.
What's the current plan to rescue the clinic from closure?
The plan is that our group has the support of the psychiatric community, as well as a fantastic nursing staff that exist there. The plan is to keep the clinic open for the next 6 months whilst we put together a sustainable model and a business plan to keep the clinic open into the future. There are challenges. There's no doubt about that. We think the private funds, for instance, need to up their game in mental health. It's such a problem these days in the rebate that they provide. But there's also add-ons we can provide in areas that weren't previously performed at that clinic, and that's such things as mother-baby units, geriatric ward, ECT, TMS. There's all sorts of additional outpatients that we could do, as well as programs for patients. So it's about looking after this particular cohort in the community that certainly exists, and without it, there's going to be a huge hole.
How would you describe the level of demand, the level of need for mental health services in this part of Tasmania at the moment, Rob?
It's high. It's the same as the rest of Australia. The level of need for mental health care is increasing throughout Australia. I know, as a GP, having been in the game for 40 years now, I can assure you that the requirement has been increasing, and we haven't had increases in beds or in facilities for this sort of thing, and so to lose something is just not viable.
What sort of offers of assistance have been put forward at this stage?
We're very grateful, actually, to the state government. They've put this offer on the table for the current board to look at and accept. And they're meeting today, as you correctly said. So that's a $2 million offer to keep the clinic running. We're also looking to the federal government, who have a responsibility in hospital care, to provide some funding for us to be able to identify and put together a good new board and prepare a very comprehensive business plan so that this clinic can go on and not require government support and keep itself funded into the future.
State Health Minister Bridget Archer says only the federal government can secure this clinic in the long term. Have you made a case to Canberra?
That is part of what we're putting together right at this time. And if the $2 million is accepted by the current board, that's the obviously fundamental start. We'll put together a very comprehensive case to go to federal government, yes.
What would be the consequences if this deal falls through and if the clinic is no longer able to operate in the long term?
There'll be huge pressure on the public system. There are possibilities, and it's, you know, it's not overstating it, and I don't like to be too dramatic, but it's not overstating it to say that we could have suicides, and we've already had a huge outcry from previous patients. Places like the Hobart Clinic can be life-changing for people and life-saving, and that's not overstating it, for people who have issues. And as I said before, the art is to catch it early so that we don't have those risks, so that we don't have public incidents, so that we don't have families that don't know what to do when their loved one is so desperately unwell.
Dr. Rob Waters, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Sally, and thank you for your interest.
Dr. Rob Walters is a GP in Hobart, and if you or anyone you know needs some help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.